Bulb. 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 Beep. Boop.
What? Three-way bulb.
Click. Anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Before we get started today, our very own Oscar Santana has come in here with something to enlighten us.
Found a gem.
Yeah, I think you guys know that I just...
discovered the Beatles.
I discovered the Beatles.
I thought that was George Martin.
And after years and years of slandering how popular they were,
yes,
and not understanding how musically, what musical geniuses they were.
And hurting thousands while you've done that.
Yes. And I have. And I thought it was just a bit, and then I really started hating them, and I really didn't care for them.
Well, I think because you probably were challenged as soon as you made that first ignorant and bold statement.
Yes.
You were an outsider at that point.
You were attacked, and then, you know, like we all do when we're attacked, we actually try to overcompensate for that. So that's probably why you began to hate the Beatles
right.
more.
You get into a defensive crouch.
Right.
And,
exactly.
And what was once told to me, the best thing to do when you're in a hole, stop digging.
Stop the digging,
and yet,
or you'll get to China.
Right.
You know, that's a myth. But he just kept digging, and he hated the Beatles.
So yesterday, I got a chance to sit down with our friend Cappy, and we watched the George Harrison documentary, part one.
Uh-huh.
George Harrison show.
We say the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios,
yes,
just for the purpose of today's show. When you mentioned Cappy, rapid golf applause. Okay.
So okay.
Who did you watch it with?
Cappy.
Thank you. All right, go ahead.
So
nice
as
directing.
I did that as kind of a small, you know, she was here yesterday. Yes. She's a big fan of the show.
Kind of a dig at them for not paying attention to the guy in charge.
And we love her to death. And
yes.
So that was kind of a tribute to Cappy.
As I sat there, I said, well, clearly I really need to discover what this man has done, this group has done.
Harrison
and
the Beatles.
And I sat there.
This
and
man.
You yes. know what I realized?
This guy.
Is,
sounds like Red Button's doing a roast.
Are you looking for your song?
No. What I realized is that I'm not going to spend $150 on the box set.
Okay.
That's just too much money.
Hey, I
think for somebody who doesn't dig them, you ought to ease yourself into it a little bit.
Come to your buddy Rob for that.
No.
Rob has a couple records in a box in his basement.
I don't want to steal. I don't like to steal records.
No, I'm not telling you
there
to
you
steal.
There you go. And there's nothing wrong with his honesty, Rob.
What I was saying is come to my house and listen. And the jukebox takes quarters.
Okay.
And really, who needs to steal money out of the Beatles' pockets?
Yeah, but you know what?
They would say the same thing about TMOS bonus shows.
You know what? You're absolutely absolutely
right. You
got to play by those rules.
Yeah, but we need the money. The Beatles, they don't need it.
George is dead.
It's all relevant.
This is all leading up to a particular song.
Yes.
Yes, and
I'm chomping at the bit to hear what you're going to play for us.
And I want to restate what he said before the show because I want it to be the exact words.
Okay.
He said, I don't know if you know this Beatles song.
Right.
Because it's kind of a deep cut.
And it's really hard. You have to understand, and I'm enlightening you now.
All right.
To say that to a 52-year-old man.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is risky.
Borders on insanity.
It's risky. Yeah,
it really
does. I want to play you a Beatles cut you might
never
not have heard.
Mike, a deep cut.
A deep cut. Uh-huh.
Did you know that George Harrison's wife was stolen by Eric Clapton?
Oh,
yeah.
We did know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Patty. Oh, okay.
Yep.
So, I haven't seen the documentary. I'm
looking
forward to it.
Back to my song.
Yes, your song. This is. I'm excited about this.
I first heard this this track on a Jay-Z album. And I did not realize.
I'd lost interest.
I did not realize that it had anything to do with the Beatles.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was called the Grey Album.
Oh, I remember that. It was a mashup of old music, and it was sort of a parody or a satire or an homage, how you look at it, to the White Album.
Look at this.
Yes.
Wow.
Because Jay-Z had
Grey Album?
Had a Black Album.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grey Album?
It was never sanctioned.
I don't have any idea.
Yes. Yeah.
He's gonna
so
get,
I don't know.
Then
he, right now, he's talking about a rap singer.
Jay-Z.
Yes.
Soon he'll get back
then
to
I
the Beatles.
Then I discovered last night, and I'm sure you've heard of it.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And stop me if you haven't.
You're leading up to the song
kind of a deep cut.
We will.
When my guitar
you're killing me right now.
Okay, you got it wrong.
While my guitar gently weeps.
Have you heard this song before?
Ha!
It's on the White Album.
Oh, wow.
Huh. I'll talk it up. Oscar, are you smoking crack?
Look at you.
This is my all-time favorite Beatles song.
It is a great song.
I will tell you that it is in my top five.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that this is an absolute masterpiece.
We yes. know it well.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
One of his best.
This is not a deep cut.
No.
No, not at all.
It might be one of the five things suitable for single release from the White Album.
It was all the way down the... It was all the way... It was probably like the 54th song on the box set iTunes.
It was never pulled as a single, I don't think.
You'd barely get your ankles wet.
I paid $1.29 for it.
Wow.
Well worth it.
Worth it.
And you know, of course, who plays lead on it, lead guitar?
Eric Clapton.
And it was a big deal to bring another non-Beatle into the studio.
Because what I got from the documentary, not to ruin it from you.
We're going to, and I'm also thinking about a little game we're going to play before we start the show.
Is,
should I be finding some Beatles records?
No, just your brain should start to warm your brain up. Right.
Is, okay. Is that I didn't know that they just started not getting along at the end.
Yeah.
Like they really didn't get, that's why.
So why did you think they broke up? Because everything things were getting so good?
At the end, everything was a little helter-skelter.
Yeah, and
that, Mike, that's kind of a deep cut.
George brought in Eric Clapton.
Might have to hold his hand through this.
Well, what happened is they needed help.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, because they weren't playing on it.
Right.
They weren't playing on it.
No.
Do you know what Rob and I are doing right now?
Are you saying songs from the Beatles?
Titles.
Yes, we're saying songs, Oscar.
Listing titles by the Beatles.
I'm really enamored by the song. It's amazing.
Right.
I put my earbuds in and I played it over and over.
That's an old song. That's back in the days of the USSR.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what is most excellent. On the George Harrison tribute concert, Paul performs it and does an amazing job, too, as a tribute to George.
Wow.
Did you listen to that today or yesterday? That's I'm see you don't
yesterday
understand
is another
song.
You know what really he needs? Bye. He needs someone to escort him through the Beatles catalog. And please, let me hold your hand.
I already did hold your hand.
He did.
I went back.
That's a violation.
Is it a violation?
You got too big a brain to have to
did
go back on that.
Did you know there was a fifth Beatle?
Yes.
There's a lot of fifth Beatles.
Well, no, but it was the guy that was the drummer.
Yes.
Pete Best.
Well, yeah, but there was also Stu Sutcliffe. Murray the K called himself the fifth Beatle.
Right.
Also,
their
George
manager.
Martin. George Martin
there
has
was
been
a girl,
the fifth Beatle.
There was a girl once because I saw her standing there.
That's right.
That, okay, buzzes in. Mark's out, so start the effing show, Rob. Let's get it started right now.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm really sorry, Dad.
Oh, it's all right. Everybody throws up at school. If I had a nickel for every time I puked at school, you know how much money I'd have?
35 cents.
Exactly. Now go get cleaned up and I'll call the doctor.
Wait, Dad, I don't need a doctor.
What's up?
The other day, Uncle Mitchell brought over a bag of junk food so he and Cam could do a Jew fast.
Jews fast?
I'm pretty sure he said Jew. But anyway, I took the bag and I hid it and I ate it all.
Oh, buddy.
I can't help myself. I'm weak. Don't look at me.
It's all right. It's okay. Hey, you learned a lesson. A painful lesson. I guess we both have.
What do you mean?
I always saw myself as a guy who could soar through the sky dancing on a wire. I can't even get across 1/6 inches off the ground.
Well, maybe that's a problem. Maybe you keep falling because part of you knows that you can fall. Maybe if the wire was much, much higher, you wouldn't fall.
Oh, Luke. You are a genius. Come on, we got work to do.
Yes! Can I have a donut first?
Yes, you can!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
You know, Modern Family doesn't need me raving about it, but that relationship that they tapped into a long time ago between the
Luke.
Guy that plays the father and son so hysterical with those two. And I think, really, at least I get the impression when I'm watching that show, that it genuinely comes out of a like that they have for one another.
Yeah.
I really do. I love
and
that
And you know
show.
What else about that show? More than any funny show on television, it doesn't work without the visual.
Right.
I try to pull tape from it every week, and
right.
it's very rare that I can grab 60 seconds.
There's so much
right.
that
to see.
Works
yeah, right.
because the I think it's because the acting is so good and
right.
it's visually
yeah.
so good.
The donut worked on that particular.
Yes, he said, yes, you can.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios.
Yay.
Oh, Cappy Pfeiffer. This is MikeOmaraShow.com. It is Friday, October 7, 2011, and we are over 9.5 million downloads and still growing every single day. Our show today is brought to you by
yes.
the Bratwurst King.
Yay!
Long live the king.
Is he here?
I think Mark is greeting him right now.
Where's Abe Froman?
I don't think his name is Abe Froman, Mike. I think his name is Wolf.
Rob, we should have a, you know, hold on.
Wolfie.
Yeah, I need this kind of
music.
Wolfie.
Hold on just a second here. Yeah.
Nice.
Did you miss Oktoberfest? Not to worry. The Bratwurst King celebrates Oktoberfest. That's right. This guy's legitimate name is the Bratwurst King.
That's awesome.
He celebrates Oktoberfest year-round from Bratwurst to... Rob's going to have to help me with this.
What?
It's got an umlaut.
Knödel?
Knödel.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
I think it's Knödel.
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 From Bratwurst to Knödel and Spätzle, from Wiener Schnitzel to Apple Strudel, it's authentic old-world food on wheels.
Whee!
That's right. The Bratwurst King Food Mobile. Mobile.
Food Mobile.
The Bratwurst King Food Mobile. You know, here's a note to younger broadcasters.
You have a night?
Read the copy. And you know, that's just a very
it's
good
like
idea.
A bookmobile.
The Bratwurst King Food Mobile is available for catering and special events from 100 people to 1,000.
That's right.
Wow.
You can do it.
Wow.
It's amazing. They'll take good care of you.
You know what? I don't want to see 1,000 Germans together. The last time that happened.
Hey,
Rob,
hey.
They don't all have to be German.
Okay, just checking.
Follow them on Twitter and Facebook to find out when the Bratwurst King will be near you. Visit their website at thebratwurstking.com. Or click their ad on our website, Oscar.
You take it easy.
Oscar and Buzz, you're going to have to do some of the sampling because we're all doing the wait not
so
thing.
In.
Hey,
so
all
we,
in.
We cannot eat the sausage
I
today.
I love this food.
So we
I
will
love
be,
sausage.
I believe we will be like joined momentarily by the Bratwurst King. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
On the show today, I do have a couple of programming notes that I want to talk about. We'll get to that in a second. Rooting against the Yankees, one of my great pleasures.
Paid off.
And you had a hell of a night.
And Rob asked if I had a night last night, and the answer is a resounding yes. Not a turbo night, but it was a night where I decided to return to my old haunt.
You know what, Mike? I can tell you this. I knew that you had a night when I first saw you because I didn't know if we were going to start early or late today. So
to err
on the side of safety,
Rob got here very, very early, which scared the hell out of me.
And you opened the door, and you really did look like you had just woken up from a hangover and induced sleep. And you said... Don't you have a key?
I didn't actually. It was just because it was you, and I was like, I'm not used to seeing you at the door. I thought it was the Bratwurst.
He was first.
Yeah. That's actually who I thought it was.
I felt
but
so ill at ease.
I'll talk about my experience because since my bar here in Manassas was O'Mara's, it has changed hand twice.
Wow.
And there was one guy that was in there for a very short period of time, and now it is a legitimate sports pub, and the new owner is a friend of mine, and the guy that runs it is a friend of mine, and they are turbo Yankee fans.
Wow.
And I just got it in my mind that with Game 5 of the big series, the preliminary ALDS, the division series in the American League, I was going to roll up there and bring some of my Red Sox juju to, you know.
Hey.
What, now, Mark, what did you slide in here?
Oh.
What is this?
That's just in. Just information at the top.
It's the Bratwurst King.
Yes.
Is his name Wolf?
Yes.
His name is Wolf.
I told you that.
Oh, my God.
Wolf.
That's right, Wolf.
I said
Wolfie.
And he's got his wife, Kim, here, who's a very cute woman.
Very nice.
And they are They are dressed authentically.
Can you please put your business in front of your business for once? Jeez.
Well said, Oscar.
Well said. Beautifully put.
Yes.
I could not. I actually turned to Oscar when Mark said that, and I put my hands out like, discipline him.
Yeah.
Please discipline
him.
Well, would you like to bring them in?
Yeah, they're setting up, so they'll come in a little.
Okay, they'll come in before the end of the show.
Excellent.
We're going to have some samples.
That was good.
And, you know,
Wolfgang's here, and his wife's really hot.
Food. I mean, this isn't just something you get on the side of the road in D.C. I mean, this is authentic Austrian German food.
This is gourmet food.
Read the top of the menu.
Mark, are you comfortable being in a room with him?
It's like. He mentions Wolf's name. He writes Wolf's name. And then, like, last minute in parentheses, Kim is the wife.
Yeah, I didn't know that if she was coming or not, so that was a last-minute addition.
That's very good. Sure. And you're glad she did, obviously.
Yes, yes.
Very good.
Wait till you see her outfit.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Is she wearing a dirndl?
You know what? Now I'm buying into it. If she's got an outfit on.
Yeah.
Is it like the St. Pauli girl thing?
It is.
Mike, that's a dirndl.
Who knows what a dirndl is,
it's
you Nazi?
It's the St. Pauli girl uniform.
Probably shouldn't mention Nazi when we're trying to do the
Bratwurst
thing.
No,
anyway,
no, just for him.
That's terrible.
Thank you.
Just be careful in any case, Mark.
So, getting back to where I went up there because I just, at the last minute, I said, you know what? I don't have any pleasure in baseball anymore, but I still would love to see the Yankees lose.
Well, that's a pleasure. You set out not to enjoy the game, but to screw up the night for other people.
And they were in, do you remember my old dining room? You know, where you'd go in and then you'd go to the right?
Yeah.
And do you remember that that dining room is kind of where I would hide occasionally?
Sure,
right.
Well, they were all in there.
They were hiding?
And on two separate occasions, I just insinuated myself into the conversation.
Yeah. The Yankees fan.
It was so uncomfortable.
Because
but I didn't care. I was like, hi. How are you?
When I checked in on the game last night, it was the Yankees were down, but anything could have happened.
Well, it was 3-1. Yeah, it was 3-2 going into the bottom of the night. Yeah. And with the Yankees, you say, that's usually a win for the Yankees. Yes.
But would you like, Mike, to relive a great moment in television last night?
Please.
Okay, let's go to the tape.
Let's go to the tape right now.
Ball at two strikes. Valverde deals, and a swing and a miss. Valverde strikes out Alex Rodriguez.
Bye, A-Rod.
And
that's
the
who struck
Detroit
out.
Tigers are headed to the American League Championship Series.
Goodbye.
The Tigers
are
moving
pissed.
On. A 3-2 thriller at Yankee Stadium tonight.
Moving on.
It may have been one of the bigger a-hole moves. I wasn't rude. I wasn't loud. But I shouldn't have been there. I was sitting there, and it was just all my
Who
Red Sox
karma.
I was at Carla, and I went up there. Yeah. Carla was over playing pool.
Me.
Believe it or not, Carla was like playing pool with men.
And you didn't care.
And I was there most of the time. They,
but still, in a normal non-root against the Yankees night, you would not be okay with her playing pool with men.
Well, there's another reason that I go to this joint now.
Yeah.
They may have a new diversion.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They may have a,
tell me more.
A new diversion.
Tell me more, Mike.
That sort of plays into Mike O'Mara's world a little bit.
Yeah. Do they have
a
secret room?
No.
What?
Uh-huh. They have off-track betting.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
I see.
Mike, the next time you want to do that.
Degenerate.
Mike,
I am a degenerate.
When you are in Manassas and that's the only action you can find, you take it.
That's it, and I take
it. The next time you want to do
it like a whore.
Next time you want to do OTB, just mail me a check for $40.
That's right.
And stay home.
Were you there? That's how much I lost.
I know you pretty well.
Mark my words.
How do you know? It's like you knew what I was betting.
Pretty good guesser.
You're a step above the guy.
Like 10 races.
You're a step above the guy who's standing inside the Shell service station, staring at the Keno screen.
Yeah.
Like, that's where you are.
Really, Oscar, like, you need to read the sign by the ATM. That's what you need to do.
I've never paid attention to horse racing. I don't care about it. I don't like it. I'm not good at it. Who is? I mean, unless you're in the know, I don't think anybody should be doing it. I realize that I am a degenerate gambler.
You are.
When this is available, and then as the game was going on, I'm like, man, I have to find this my Yankee buddy so I can lay a bet down on this game. I should have done it earlier
because
it'll make it more fun.
Right.
And it's really it's
looking
going,
for another bet.
Mike O'Mara racetrack talent.
<That's it. laughs> I bet a couple of horses to not show place
yes.
which
third.
Is first or second.
Right.
And, what place? I'm sorry.
Yeah, win place show.
Exactly.
So I won my bets. You know,
nice.
I won $18.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, good
and
for you.
I was
on
I,
how much bet?
I was I bet 20. I bet 10.
Okay.
I bet 10 and I won 18.
That's
so you won
a
eight.
Swell return.
But Rob, I know it's not a great return, but it's fun.
It's fun.
It's fun, and they have little screens, and it's like, the horses are on.
What?
It is now post time.
What races are you watching? What race?
Here's the thing, Rob.
Oh, my.
There are racetracks all over the world.
Oh, do they feed all of them?
They had 30 racetracks up there in front of me. Remington Downs, Charlestown, Santa Anita.
Santa Anita?
Yeah, and I might be going up there. I'm going to go up on a Thursday when my buddy Tommy Giacomo's up there because he's in the know.
So
you know the guy that runs the Palms?
Yeah.
You know, and he knows, hi, Mike, how are you?
Hey, listen.
Said Tommy's on his cell phone when he's doing
what you need to do is a 1-2-2-1 box.
Play the ponies.
Well, I did bet, stupidly, for $2, I did bet a superfecta.
Oh, no.
And that's you have to pick five horses, right?
Four horses to finish in the proper order. Almost impossible.
Did it hit?
No.
While you're gambling and your wife is playing pool with strangers, strange men.
Yeah.
Do you ever look back?
Including one guy that called me buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I said, hey, watch out for that guy. Keep your head up. He said, my head will stay up, buddy.
Oh,
and he walked away, and I was like, "This is huge guy."
Hey, did you hit the superfecta, buddy?
And he was playing. He was playing pool with Carl.
Yeah.
I really felt kind of emasculated when that happened.
Yeah.
And he walks over, and I'm
you
like,
know
"Hey,
what?
Buddy,
the race just started, so who cares?"
Oh, you know what?
And riders up.
It's a cautionary tale, ladies and gentlemen.
They've got these four little screens, and then they've got one of the races every time is up on the big screen.
Sure.
So my only goal was to figure out which one was coming up on TV, and that's the one I would bet.
Yeah.
So I could watch it on the big screen. Yes.
The goal should be to win.
Oh, it was big fun, huh?
The goal should be to win. Not
I don't
to
know how to win.
Be-
and I, what I do is I go
Pick
through.
Pick the one that poops in the paddock.
What I do is I look at the names.
Right.
First of all. And yeah. There was one Irish-like
Irish
sensation.
Degenerate?
Irish degenerate, Irish sunshine, or something like that. And I'm like, oh, well, there we go. The horse was, I think, at post time.
No such thing.
And I bet it to win.
Of course.
And I bet it for $20 to win.
Yeah.
And I believe it was something.
How'd that
like,
go, Charlie?
I think it was like something like, really, seriously? It started, it was 9-1. And I'm like, hey, this would be a great payday. Right. And it was Irish something.
Payday.
And when they got to the,
I'm
the post.
I'm canceling the podcast.
What is it, post time? Yeah, that's
yes,
when,
right.
that's when they get
it. Tis now.
At post time.
Post time.
Hope the horse won. Went off at 36-1.
Wow, would have been a $720 payoff.
And it's one of those things where you see they have the wide shot of
right.
all the horses.
Right.
My horse wasn't there.
Oh, he didn't make the wide shot.
No, my yeah. horse was in the back going.
Well, you know the old joke.
I think what I have is there's a little Irish whiskey today. There we go.
The old joke. I bet on one horse at 20-1 came in at 5:45.
it was fun. But boys, one day.
Uh-huh.
One day we must.
Oh, I'll go.
Now they.
You have no idea how
now before
much time.
Before I really promote them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'd like to, you know,
yeah.
have Mr.
Realize
Ronick
a little, right?
go, you know, visit.
Exactly.
Like our friend Jimmy at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern,
exactly.
the greatest bar in the history of mankind, and we'll give them a
nice golf applause also.
And so anyway, it was that and the Yankees. Very pleasant evening for
how
me.
How much time I spent at the racetrack growing up.
Really?
Big Daddy, that was where he went on his day off.
Well, we've got one
yeah,
that's close
and that's
by
the one
here.
I went to, Charlestown.
And Charlestown's here. I
and
just
I live an hour closer now.
I just don't know how to do it really, though, yeah. and I don't know how to, but
well,
I am.
What do you
I'm
you
getting a
know?
Little better. Well, you just,
Rob knows.
You know, you kind of look at the odds and there seems to be, you
if
know.
You want to get beyond going by picking the favorite or going by the Irish degenerate name or
right,
whatever,
right.
you need to read the racing form.
The racing form.
And
which,
the racing
which
form
help.
Is complicated.
And
lots
it's also,
of columns.
But you
and
can read it?
I can.
Okay. But would you agree you can read it and it's still BS?
Yeah, of course. There's
because
always
anything
the,
can happen. There's
the
luck, you know.
If you look at the amount of analysis that goes into, say, the Kentucky Derby, that's one race.
Right.
The biggest race of the year.
Right.
And they still blow it every year.
Yeah.
And if you look at like, you know, a $2,000 claiming race at Charlestown that's going off at 10:30 at night, nobody cares.
You know, and that'd be another one where, you know, I would love to, you know, just have all the boys go up to the to
I
the
would
horse.
Like to build a
home. Probably been, not a good idea.
Have you ever been to the racetrack?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so much fun.
I know, but I'd love to go.
And, you know, the clubhouse up there is nice.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fun evening. I mean,
yeah,
it's
it
a,
is.
You know, to do that.
But I'm.
But yeah, I don't know really, outside of like being a trainer
right.
and being totally in the know, I have no
well,
earthly
we
idea.
Have it, we have
you
an
could
in.
Possibly.
We have an in?
Yeah, we have an in. A lot of Oscars people are jockeys.
Oscars.
Let's get you down
so
to the paddock.
So you
want to
get there early.
Yeah,
so,
get down the paddock. Wear something silk.
And see who's taking the steroids.
You know, so,
who are
so,
these people?
But if we ever want to do a modified version, you know, we
yeah,
just
right
roll
down
the
street.
But you cool. know what? They'll have to put up a little bit.
Yeah, that's
right.
right.
That's
you know?
Right.
Here, here.
I'd like to
right.
see the quan.
Yeah.
And, I, you know, I think maybe I did some damage. As
damage?
Much as
to your body?
Well, they're nice to me. No, no, no. They're nice to me. I'm talking about with the relationship.
Oh, right.
But
no,
I know
you?
I know that
what did you do?
I just being there, I know it was an a-hole move. It was an a-hole move.
Yeah.
And it was like I wouldn't have done it to me. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh man.
That's the way it was just and just my being there, yeah. they know. But you know what? They took all my Red Sox stuff off the wall.
Yeah.
You know, there was
it's
stuff.
It's their bar.
I know.
It's not your bar anymore.
That clock was
yeah,
on
that clock.
That clock sat
on
that bar for years.
I'm still looking for that rhino head you had on there, or buffalo.
I don't know what they did with the rhino head. Oh. It was the previous owner.
That was the coolest thing in the world.
So anyway, congratulations to the Detroit
Salud.
Tigers.
Nicely done.
Yes. And the Detroit Tigers That's are right. on to play the Texas Rangers. And I... this
Do you
is,
have Motor City Madness?
You know what, Rob? I don't talk about it very often, but I am kind of a closet... Detroit fan.
I'm starting to
oh,
root for
really?
Everything they do.
There was a couple, speaking of the old joint that I had,
right.
we used to have an NFL Sunday ticket, and we'd have the TVs all over the bar, and people would come in, and they'd all have their games. There was a father and son, and it was an older father with a son that was probably in his 30s.
Okay.
But obviously, even when the kid when he was a younger man, the father had him late in life, because he was a very elderly gentleman. And they were Detroit guys, and they came in every single Sunday. And you know the deal with Detroit.
Yes.
I mean, horrible seasons. And these guys
horrible city.
Would watch every quarter, and they would sit there, and I loved it. I watched them, and I said, hey, you guys have a great day. And they'd leave, and And so, you know, Detroit's a city I like to see when they hockey.
Detroit now more than ever needs a winning spirit.
They need support.
Absolutely.
They can't get by on the utter beauty of their city forever.
Oh, stop it.
Rob, they've been decimated by the greedy auto industry.
But who wants to root for Texas?
Not
me.
Amen. No. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's the Bratwurst King, Wolf, and Kim.
I got my mind set on.
Yeah!
I got my mind set on.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment brought to you by Colgan Power Sports. Colgan Power Sports, your pro Yamaha dealer with at or below invoice deals on all motorcycles and ATVs. Colgan also features parts and service on all makes and models, plus free pickup and delivery on any service job.
Wow.
In fact, mention TMOS and get 20% off on all parts and accessories. What was that? Colgan Power Sports is open Tuesday through Saturday, but you can shop their showroom anytime at ColganPowerSports.com. You'll find their Manassas address, phone number, and email there too, ColganPowerSports.com. Yeah. They're local, and we're delighted to have people that are right in our backyard that advertise on this show.
Yeah.
We thank them. Get over there. If you're in the Northern Virginia area, please do me a favor. Stop by. Say you listen to them on the show.
They support the show. You should support
guys,
them.
Guys, we're a small army here, and that's how we do it, and that's we have relationships. Just like with this brand new sponsor, we welcome the Bratwurst King, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Live the King.
Yay.
Nice.
Hail now, Mike King. Mike, they are first going to serve you guys some soup. You have two choices.
Okay.
Hi, Bratwurst King. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. He's wearing leather pants, or as many people call them,
Lederhosen.
The Bratwurst King is going to go back to finish up his bratwurst.
Okay.
So we'd like you guys to first.
That is a wonderful outfit. You're ready for the winter?
Right into the microphone.
All right. Very, very good. And your name is?
Wolfgang.
Wolfgang.
Yeah, it's Wolf. Yeah.
Wolf. Thanks so much for coming by. And I just have one question for you, Wolf. Has Mark Ronick hit on your wife yet?
A little bit.
I thought so.
Let me mention, the Bratwurst King is also one of our proud sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And if you missed Oktoberfest, don't worry. The Bratwurst King will be celebrating Oktoberfest year-round. He's got Bratwurst. Also, and it's Knudel, right?
Knudel.
Also, Spätzle. I did that the
nice.
Right way, right?
Because
I love Spätzle. You have Spätzle. That's awesome. Yeah. Wiener Schnitzel, Apple Strudel.
Oh, Apple Strudel. This is very good for taking the sweet tooth.
Yeah, das ist ein Apple Strudel.
It's very good, too. Especially if you have a hanging for something that is not so savory.
That's right. It's authentic old world food on wheels. The Bratwurst King Food Mobile is available for catering and special events. He will come to you.
Nice.
And that's the advantage to being on wheels.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it. And there's a trend I have found around, certainly here in the Washington, D.C. area.
Nationally. Yeah.
Really, some of the best food you're getting now comes in these food
gourmet
trucks.
Gourmet food.
Really
Absolutely.
Amazing stuff. And the Bratwurst King has been written about because he is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like his food, you know, if you even get it once, you're going to get it a million times.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can do 100 people to 1,000. They'll take good care of you. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. So we are delighted to have you with us today. And what do we have to eat?
Yum.
Well, we have a little garlic soup.
Garlic
and
soup?
We have a pureed pea soup with sliced pieces of Frankfurter, which
oh
is
my god.
The fancier kind
oh,
of.
I'm in.
Oh my
I'm in.
God. I claim the pea soup.
Pea soup.
Pea soup.
I'll take whatever's
soup.
Left.
All right, very
Should
good.
I take a pea soup?
Yeah, go ahead. Step up.
Hand a bowl to the birthday boy.
Right, very good.
That's, you know, it's Buzz's birthday.
We didn't mention that. I'm boxed in
That's
here.
That's later in the show. We're going to talk
okay,
about
Okay, I withdraw the remark.
I've got a whole segment on Buzz's birthday.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you,
Ah. We're serving the soup. I'll have a soup. What do we have left?
Let me tell you something about this pea soup.
Thank you very
all right.
much.
First of all, I'm a pea soup man.
Yes,
I am a connoisseur.
So am I.
How long since you've had a good pea?
Not today.
Oh, it's been a long time. Let me tell you. But you know what? This time of year, fall, pea soup with little Frankfurters in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is like sex.
Oh, my
it's amazing.
God.
Well, you'll never know the joy of this garlic soup then.
Oh, my God. Mm. How's the garlic soup, Buzz?
Fantastic. Light, creamy,
Wolfgang, what's your favorite?
Aromatic.
You like the pea soup or the garlic? Which is your favorite?
Well, the garlic soup is an old family recipe, actually. So, yes, I must have to go with that one.
Oh, but
are you first generation to this country? Are
yes,
your people from Austria or Germany?
Yeah, I'm a missionary to
educate people on the culinary sides of, you know, the world.
Did you have a hard time finding a missionary position?
Wow, is that good?
Oh, that's now you
practice.
Oh, come on. Behave yourself.
I'm sorry, simply a joke. Mm-hmm.
Still the only place allowed in Virginia anyway, so.
Wolfgang, this is absolutely some of the best pieces I've ever
Thank
had in my
you.
This
life.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
Wonderful. Great stuff.
Enjoy, I got to cook. See you
Thank you.
Yeah, he's got to go get the bratwurst.
Yeah, there's
now.
More food on the way.
All right. Make some Mark, room.
Thank you very much, and boy.
I'm going to leave mine here because I'll have
God, I love my job. I really do.
I was going to say.
Buzz Burbank, 84 years old
hey,
today.
Hey, look at him.
85, Woo! Mike. 85 today.
Woo! Buzz, we had a little gift for you at the beginning of the show.
Yes, thank you for
it
that.
It is your birthday.
Yes.
I always ask you this. I always get the same answer year after year. What do you have planned? Well, nothing really. We're going to celebrate it next 40, next Tuesday or
That's
something.
That's right.
What are you doing for your birthday, Buzz?
For my birthday... Which I'll celebrate on Sunday.
It's all right. Buzz has never celebrated his birthday
Why?
On his
on
birthday
day.
Since I have
yeah,
known
but it's
him.
Friday. But here's the thing. Today we're going to observe it.
I have been, exactly, we're observing it today. I've been doing a lot of restaurant dining this week. So tonight, I think I may just stay home and order a pizza and put my feet up and relax. But
In
on
bed
Sunday.
By nine.
What are you doing on Sunday?
On Sunday, I'm getting together with some friends and we're going to the Maryland Renaissance Festival.
Oh, nice.
And they have scheduled, they've arranged.
Rob. Just put his fingers in his mouth and pulled the trigger.
Well, that's because Rob doesn't know what I'm getting when okay. I go to the Renaissance Festival on Sunday. I happen to
is it Wisteria?
I happen to know the king.
You
what?
I happen.
Are
to
you
be,
gonna be the Red Knight?
I happen to be Facebook friends with King Henry VIII, and
you are. I didn't know you traveled in those circles.
I am scheduled for a wenching.
Oh, really?
And what precisely is a wenching?
A line of lovely ladies will line up and one after the other kiss me on the neck.
Isn't
wow.
That
yeah, I'm looking forward
to
it. Yeah.
Will you be wearing a floppy shirt?
Yes, I will.
How do you, let me ask, well, by the way,
boots.
Kudos.
Thank you.
And I think congrats. I've been to the Maryland Renaissance Festival.
It's fun. I like the
it's
turkey
It's a
legs.
Lot of effing fun.
I like the turkey
It's
legs.
A great time.
It's going to be beautiful weather.
I would rather have needles jammed into
you
my testicle.
You can have
testicle.
Like a billion beers
they
and they're cartoon-sized
it
beers.
Does, let me tell you, I lived, I was an Annapolitan. Mm-hmm. I lived near Crownsville what? Where they have this
the
thing
big
every
one,
year. The Renaissance Festival. Always represented to me mm-hmm. the end, the beginning of death, because it was the end of the summer,
right?
When all the good stuff was over, mm-hmm. and that's all you could do was go to the rent, and it was a weekend, yeah, and then it turned into this big business.
You it's have huge.
You have cleavage, you have wenches, you have
fat girls,
you have giant turkey legs. You mean curvy, shapely girls? Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Wait,
yes.
Do they sell beers Curry. There, or did I Curry. Bring beers there?
What you have there, Mike? What
yeah,
we
they
call
have beers. Yeah, sure, beers. Of course.
Rubenesque
yeah.
women.
That's right.
Rubenesque women.
Women
who are very at home, not only at a Renaissance fair, but also on the internet.
And that needles in the testicles thing—they mm-hmm. have that. Yeah.
Wow.
I've been there.
I went to the.
Sorry, I'm being
a
bad broadcaster. I'm eating Wolfgang's pea soup.
I went to a knockoff good. Renaissance festival yeah. at in Fredericksburg.
How did you know it was a knockoff?
Because it couldn't possibly be as good as yours. And the highlight Maryland was two gentlemen ate dirt.
Very exciting.
And I said, I drove to Fredericksburg.
They still have the jousting?
Yes, they do. Yeah, all of that. And the
turkey legs, steak on a steak.
And all of that.
And,
yeah.
Oh, God. And you get to park in dirt.
Yeah.
Like always,
what's
always
better,
fun.
The Renaissance Festival or Medieval Times?
Oh,
the Renaissance Festival.
Clearly.
I've been to both.
Yes.
You yeah. know, back in the day.
Where do you get the cardboard crown?
Back in the day, I was a Myrtle Beach fan.
Uh-huh.
I used to go to Myrtle Beach on a semi-regular basis,
right.
and they had all those things. They had the Medieval Times. Yes. I'll never forget where they lost me, even at a young age, as I was sitting in there. I said, I need some cutlery over here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, you eat your chicken with your hands.
Right.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
That's how they did it in Medieval Times to get the whole, and that's when the whole.
Yeah, but you
like,
see
now
that,
we're going to joust, and it's some guy that comes out like with sneakers riding a horse in a night's
That's
outfit.
Really only valid if you really go back to the time when they had dogs wandering around the dining room to wipe your hands on, which is another thing they did. But I see if you can get rid of the dogs for the hand wiping,
right.
why can't they give you a spork?
I like, you know what, when you talk about medieval times,
right?
I would go if it was really more of an authentic deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course.
Like you really did have the dogs running around, or you really did have a chance of losing a limb.
It's great for Buzz, though, for Buzz's birthday, because it makes him remember when he was a kid.
That's right. It's like the old days. And the thing about today, it's supposed to be very nice on Sunday. It's not going to be at all cold like it used to be.
Now, you are getting into the age range.
Oh, my goodness.
And I know this, where we begin to get, you know, we're not at the milestone, but we're getting there.
You can see it.
Are you 2 years away from the milestone now?
I'm sorry, what?
You made it further than Steve Jobs.
As the second elder statesman on the show, as somebody who is nipping at Buzz's heels, and as somebody who has a sister that is actually you know, just around the corner from that milestone
birthday. She's taken a picture of the milestone and sent it to you.
Rob, so much fun.
Rob was very kind to say that I don't look 58 years old.
58 years old.
I find it hard to believe.
Holy yes. I thought you were like 53.
2 years away from 60.
You've known Buzz a year and a half more than I have.
Oscar cracks me up sometimes. I know. I thought you were 53.
But, you know, you've known Buzz a little longer than I have, about a year and a half. But really, in the time we've known him, he hasn't changed.
No,
his
face looks
just
younger.
The same.
God,
no,
he had
the surgery.
Hello?
Yeah, but go. I mean, that notwithstanding, I think Buzz is one of the most static, unchanging, sell his soul to the devil looking people I've ever
seen. He's got great jeans.
Yeah. Thank you. They're brand new.
He's
got
a great guy to dye his hair.
Yeah.
And it really does look
natural. He doesn't dye his hair.
I saw Buzz's hair
in the hospital
in a different light yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And we were
we
all went out to lunch with our friend, our dear friend Cappy, who we want to say there we go. And let me just take this moment to say that's why she's getting golf applause, because she is such a wonderful supporter of this show.
Right.
From the bottom of my heart, Cappy Pfeiffer, you are the greatest fan we have, and we are delighted to have you as a friend. And you can come from California to Manassas anytime, and next time you're staying at the O'Mara Palace.
Wow.
That's right.
You know, that sounded a little threatening.
I'm sorry.
And we're not letting you go.
I seem to always do that around Cappy. I'm trying to show the love, but it comes out as like dangerous.
Creepy. Right. You're going to stay at my house, and we're going to lock the door, and you're going to eat the food that I cook you,
and you're
going to
get Wolfgang the Bratwurst King's pea soup until you can't stand it.
Yeah.
You're going to like it.
Yeah. So anyway, Cappy, Cappy Fiber.
Yes.
God bless you. Where were we? Buzz's birthday.
My hair.
Buzz is standing in a... I've always accused Buzz of dyeing his hair.
Right.
Buzz was standing in a certain light yesterday where I saw a little of the
silver.
Old,
yeah.
The silver.
Yeah.
Like, but it's like throughout.
It is.
And you can't see it, though.
And you can't see it, but he doesn't color his hair.
And the more
how many years have I been saying that you color your hair?
10 at least.
This man does not color his hair.
Yeah. Not all of them.
When he was dying in the hospital.
That's right.
Right.
He didn't color his hair?
No, he didn't. And
that's the only dyeing he does, by the way.
that's the kind of dyeing I do.
Buzz, I wish for your birthday many root canals.
Thank you.
That have been paid for.
Thank you.
Hopefully by some insurance company.
Yeah,
that,
I think that's going to work
out. Are there
out.
Any dentists that work on trade?
And sadly, no.
You know who? Dr. Gill is a big sponsor on KCJJ. Dr. Gill could hook you up when we're out in Iowa.
Well, I may need him.
You should call Tradia.
If this tooth pops up while I'm out
Buzz,
there,
I'll
need
him. Serious.
Hey, how long does a root canal take?
I've heard up to 8 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
8 hours?
Oh, no. Like three.
What?
I got an email from a guy today, or I don't know if I have it with
me. Yeah, get
or
most
not,
of your med advice from Facebook.
Oh, I do. Yeah, always Facebook.
No. I've had one. Right. I had one years ago.
He said it was less uncomfortable than a filling, that it was easy, but he said it took a long time.
My circumcision surgery was like 3 hours.
Circumcision, Oscar.
Damn it.
Circumcision.
Jesus. Circumcision.
So, Buzz, do you feel any older today than you did?
I do not. Okay. I do not. I think I have at least 10 years left on me.
You know, I'd love to get that root canal on the show.
Well, I will call Steve this afternoon. Steve's on vacation, but he'll take my call.
Where does Steve vacation?
Steve is staying at home and listening to KCJJ.
God, come on, Steve.
I know.
Get out and have a good time.
Yeah. He doesn't care for air travel, and he doesn't care for leaving town.
Well, you know, that's a great place to be, though.
Yeah.
Iowa, open spaces,
but
enjoy
his
yourself.
Best friend, local denizen, he sits on the town council. Dr. Thomas Gill is a great dentist.
How do you know all this?
Because Dr. Gill usually comes with Steve when they pick me up at the airport. They're best friends. I said, Steve, I'm sorry my flight was late.
There's this local denizen, and he sits on the town council.
Repeat after me. Circumcision. We're going to start with the basics.
Malady.
Then you can move up to satire. But I said, Steve, I'm sorry my flight was late. He said, I don't care. I was at Gill's house watching the Dukes of Hazzard.
Really?
They're best
friends. He's a dentist.
Yeah, he's a good one, too.
Dr. Gill.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, Buzz needs a root canal, and he can't pay for it. So, you know, remember that. Get on it right now. I wanted to mention...
Click on the rotten tooth on our website.
I wrote this
down. Jesus.
He gets his best line of the week off on his birthday. That's pretty good. Snarky people on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We all had a little experience yesterday with via Mark Ronick.
Yes.
And I think that snarky people on Facebook are probably the dumbest people because they've got, don't they know that the end game, if you write somebody a nasty comment on Facebook, the end game, and certainly the way we do it on this show, is we all band together.
Oh,
we become a band of brothers.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that a mass email goes out and all of a sudden the guy becomes a non-person.
And here's how it works. This is a warning to anybody who wants to be really snarky on Facebook.
Advice.
Because yesterday, Mark's, was it sister-in-law? Mm-hmm. I think his sister-in-law. His sister-in-law got a snarky thread going with this guy. I don't know the sister-in-law's name. I don't know the guy's name.
I think, but suffice it to say, the guy hit in a place that should never be touched.
Right. Exactly. Cool, right. And he writes this thing, and Mark is so technologically savvy that he pastes it to a message.
Screen
that,
cap,
a text message that he sends out to all of us because it's just a guy being a dick. Mm-hmm. And he says, please unfriend this guy. And, of course, we all do.
No, not right away.
Right.
What?
Because I went and looked, and then it wasn't Jessica Ronick, so I was like, oh, no big deal.
No rush.
You waited a little while.
I waited a little while until I got the second email, and I was like, wait a second.
Yeah. That's not right.
That's just not right.
But don't people know, I mean, if you're going to be snarky, you got one shot.
If you're an a-hole,
you got one chance. You get your snark out because you're gone. Yeah. But people are going to unfriend you.
You know what I've learned about this situation? The first thing I did is I went to my page, and I blocked the guy. I found out, I made sure that he was a friend, and once I confirmed that, I blocked him. But then I went to his page and I thought, because, you know, where's this coming from? And I look at every post on his page. The guy's just a dick.
Yeah. I do that occasionally too.
Everything he ever posts is negative and bitter and nasty.
I got no problem unfriending someone, especially because you and I both have a waiting list to get in. I like freeing up the real estate.
I blocked him and unfriended him.
But I always check to see what they're like before I unfriend them. And there's always something that supports the initial.
I don't even know if I have friended this guy, so I haven't gotten a chance to check it yet. But my feeling is I'll do the exact same thing because you want to see what the guy's all about.
Yep. Right.
My point, I guess, in all of this is in the land of social networking, you really, there is no win.
Right.
You can get your little snarky moment, but the person you're doing this to is in all odds going to unfriend you.
They have friends as well.
It's a fun line to walk though.
And you know what? And everybody should know. I don't think this is a threat. This is not a warning of any kind. No. The bottom line is, if you're snarky and you're just a dick to one of our friends or one of
family.
Us, you're dead to us. We officially eradicate you from our lives.
Like any band of brothers, we can beat up on each other, but not you.
Right.
You don't have that right.
And there's a certain, I love, I'll give you an example of a great ball buster on Facebook.
Right.
Our dear friend, Mr. Trip Affleck.
Mm-hmm. One of the best. Yes.
Probably one of the funniest people.
I blocked him at least twice.
What? Have you really?
No, I wanted to.
I know. Because you know what? Trip goes to that line where you're like, F you, Trip. But he's but he's got a skill that he does
it. And
now, you know what I realize? I'm just completely encouraging him.
I don't think it can get
let me
any.
Try
All
this.
I know is that after
Trip,
he has
you
his,
suck.
After his third Cosmo tonight, he's going to be all over your wall.
You know,
but certain people do it, and it's fun. And there's nothing like getting into a a thread situation.
Love a long thread,
That's real. Oh, I know you do. My God, you're the king. You're the we've got the bratwurst king here. You're the thread king.
Thread king.
I prefer queen.
The one thing with Trip, it's a twofold because he's had a different type of lifestyle and he's witty.
How's that?
But but with Trip, I always feel like when he writes something on my wall, he's not just writing it because he's trying to be snarky. I feel like he wants to use my ball bag as a joystick or something a little later, you know? I feel like he's kind of hitting on me.
He's flirting?
Thinking. Yeah, he's flirting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that might be possible.
Well, know what, though? But Oscar's not his type.
No,
I think he likes the bigger guy.
He likes the bear.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's made comments that indicate that.
Second time in 2 days I've mentioned that concept.
The bear.
Yeah.
The bear.
We discussed
bears
based
on
at
that
lunch.
Show that Buzz and I watched, The Big C. And do you think we can talk about the conversation we had yesterday? Because it was a very funny moment.
Yeah, I think we should.
Before we go to break, I just will share a story. Buzz and I are at lunch yesterday with our good friend Cappy, and there it is. And I said, I haven't been watching The Big C, which was a show that I kind of touted at the beginning.
Right.
And I said, and Buzz says, have you seen the season ending? I said, no, I love Oliver Platt. He's one of my favorite actors, but I haven't seen enough of him. And he said, well, you should watch the ending. I said, why don't you just tell me? He said, spoiler alert. I said, yeah, you know what? Go ahead. Spoiler alert. Then Buzz says, Oliver Platt dies. I'm like, oh, my God. I said, I will never ask for a spoiler. I will never ask for a spoiler alert as long as I live about that. I'll, you know, my great. My favorite actor in the show that I was losing interest in dies, so now I won't
still
watch it.
Still worth watching, though, because I like the way they handled that. Right. I didn't care for the plot arc this season, but it's still that's still a not miss for me.
Real quick, before we go to break, I wanted to get this in here. Yeah. American Horror Story. Yes. Buzz sent me a text that he dug it. Okay. Did you get it? Anybody?
No.
You get a chance?
Not yet.
Guys, I'll back up Mike on this. You must see it. It's one of the most unique television shows you'll ever see. It was like watching a movie. It's amazing. It's not like anything you've seen. Watch American Horror Story on FX.
That's the what I said. It's not necessarily super scary, but it has. They're doing things with television that I've never seen before. They're doing things with the horror movie genre that I haven't seen before.
Well, and great story, great acting.
If they keep up that innovation where they're just trying different tricks, it's that'd be hard to sustain. Uh-huh. But check it out, American Horror Story.
Some of the best shows recently have had 13 episode runs. If they can do 13 episodes, they've got something.
And Jessica Lange is the bomb, and she's doing she's doing that transition to the old scary broad that is just fantastic.
You said to keep an eye out for The Maid, and as you and I know, there's there are two versions of The Maid. The elder version of The Maid used to be the mom on Six Feet Under. I don't know if you used to watch that show or not, but it's a great
Frances
cast.
Oh my god,
that's her.
And
what a transformation.
Did you recognize the King of Mississippi from True Blood?
Yeah,
he's
I saw
in the
him.
Cast also.
Yeah, that way it's just it's wonderful. It's got a good cast. Check it
and
out.
And also Charles Nelson Reilly. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
We will take a break. More with our Bratwurst King, Wolfgang, who's here, and we'll have Rob's audio ball right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMeraShow.com. Time to start Rob's audio vault. We want to thank Encore Insurance for all of their help that we would not be doing Road Trip 2011 if it wasn't for our wonderful friends at Encore Insurance Services. And I was talking to somebody about the way we handle our advertising on this show.
Right.
When you get the Bratwurst King in here, when you get somebody like Encore Insurance Services, all of our sponsors... they said, well, you do endorsements. Well, of course they're endorsements. If you advertise on this show, we support our advertisers.
Yep. We try and the products.
We talk about the fit all the time. Mm-hmm. And we like fits like Encore Insurance because all we're asking you to do, if you like our show, is to help our advertisers, the people that put their money up to keep this show on the radio, to keep us going and going out to wonderful places like Iowa and doing fun things that are entertaining to listen to, like Road Trip 2011. It's people like Encore Insurance Services that partner with us. And all we ask you to do is get a free quote, and you might save a ton of money. That's it. If you'd like to help the show, please visit smartterm.com or call this number, 866-347-5748. And, it's no obligation. They'll give you a free estimate and a free quote. And if you have life insurance, you're like, I think I might be paying too much. Right. They will help you out with that. And they're great people. And really, we would not be doing our road trip without their help.
That's true. And if you think you're paying too much money, you're okay with that. That's fine. If you have that much money, send us the money. Rock but if you want to save money, check out the website.
Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Encore Insurance Services, official sponsor of the TMOS Iowa Road Trip. Now, before we get to the audio vault, I want a programming note. We had a disastrous bonus hour yesterday that we actually...
I liked it.
We know you did. And we had all sorts of miscues and technical problems and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, it was just a pyramid of S.
There will not, because...
I said it was just a pyramid of S.
It was a pyramid of S. We originally, next week, we're not going to be doing a bonus hour, but because we S'd the bed with a bonus hour this week, we will be doing one next week. So you will not get your bonus hour this week. You will get it next week.
Yeah.
Next week, we will be doing...
From the...
I don't know how we're going to do it. We're actually going to do our bonus hour while the RV is moving.
While moving.
And
we're taking cash cab to the next level.
We are going to be, it's RV cab.
Cash RV.
It's cash RV.
Yeah.
That's the name of it. There you go. Thanks for giving me a name.
Not at all. You got an angle now.
Cash RV. And you know what? When I say cash, boys, bring a little spending money.
Let's do that.
To put on the table.
Yeah.
That's how. Look at how. don't get turgid already, Rob. And I want... I want to make sure Rob doesn't study up for this. Now, Mark, before we get the audio vault, do we have any more sausage to deal with here?
There's lots of sausage.
Oh, really?
There's
we've got
two
very
kinds
limited
of
time left. Well, really?
Oh,
there's potato salad.
Is he bringing stuff in?
He's bringing it in. He's bringing it all in right now.
Oh, right now? Okay, so yep. let's wait before we open the vault.
It's great that Wolf is here because today's audio vault has an international flavor.
Oh, I'm excited.
That is timely.
Yeah. Let's open up the audio vault and take it away,
one,
Rob.
One quick clip before
let's
he comes
do a clip before Wolfgang. And we'll go until he gets in here.
We still have a big following in Northern California.
Yes,
and
we do.
This is a bigger story in Bakersfield than it is nationally, but this one hit close to me because it involves my favorite movie, The Blues Brothers.
Okay.
This week we lost popular character actor Charles Napier.
Now,
do you know his name?
No, I don't know the name.
He is a Bakersfield native, and you would know him from the line, "You're going to look funny eating corn on the cob with no effing teeth." He is the lead singer of the Good Old Boys.
Oh, okay.
He was also killed in Silence of the Lambs. He's done a million movies.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Mm-hmm. He was the police officer.
He escaped.
Oh, he was the guy that gets that goes into the cage with Hannibal.
So let's go to the tape. Safe home, Charles Napier, dead at 75.
Excuse me, gentlemen, are you the Good Old Boys?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. One thing I left out of the setup. Please notice, John Belushi sounds so nasal in this clip.
Huh?
It must be a head cold.
Probably had a cold, allergies. Maybe.
This is a PSA.
He must be the Good Old Boys.
Boy, is he doing some blow? Check this out.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Are you the Good Old Boys?
Yeah, that's right. I'm Dr. McElroy, lead singer, driver of the Winnebago.
Listen, I'd like to talk to you some, but running very late.
My name is Jacob Stein, the American Federation of Musicians Union, Local 200.
Wow. Musicians,
oh wow! Can you start it from the beginning? That is so cruel to listen to Belushi just because he's got coke nose.
Mike, I was in the musicians.
Excuse me, gentlemen, are you the Good Old Boys?
Yeah, that's right. I'm Dr. McElroy, lead singer, driver of the Winnebago.
Listen, I'd like to talk to you some, but running very late.
My name is Jacob Stein, the American Federation of Musicians Union, Local 200.
Wow!
I've been sent here to see if you gentlemen are carrying your permits.
Or what?
Your union cards. May I see your cards, please?
Suppose we ain't got no union cards and we go in there and start playing anyway. Now, what you gonna do about that? You gonna stop us? Stein? You gonna look pretty funny trying to eat corn on a cob with no f***ing teeth.
Listen. Let me talk to Bob, the owner. See if we can put your band on contract waivers for tonight. I don't want you to move from this spot. Just let me handle this.
We'll talk to Bob.
Safe home, Charles Napier. Great role in a great movie.
Great character actor.
Now, talking about the international flavor
Hold on,
of
Rob.
Our
We're getting
show.
Sausages. Oh, okay. We're getting sausages now.
Potato salad. Oh, thank you, Mark.
God, everybody's going to have a plate of heavy German food. All right, here we go.
Our bonus show today, Mike, is going to be a nap.
Oh, my God. I can't eat all of this.
Snuggable.
Wow, you know what? You can't eat the sauerkraut. Absolutely. That's cabbage.
Incredible. Incredible. We are being joined today by Wolfgang the Sausage King, the Bratwurst King. This is so good.
Oh, wow.
Their slug line is Royal Pleasures Tasty Treats, and they got it all for you. And if you want more information on the Bratwurst King, go to thebratwurstking.com. They can cater your party for hundreds, thousands. It doesn't matter. They will come to you on wheels. It's fantastic.
Most amazing potato salad I've ever had.
That is easily the best sauerkraut I've ever tasted.
Oh, this is good stuff.
What kind of brats are on here?
Can you tell us what the wursts are that we're eating, Wolfgang?
All right, you got the big one, which is the bratwurst, the one most commonly known.
So that's your wheelhouse, right? That's your big thing. The bratwurst is what you are the bratwurst king.
Bratwurst is what everybody knows.
Right.
The small one is called a Nürnberger.
I'm having that now.
From the city of Nuremberg, which is just a tad spicier than the regular bratwurst.
I've heard of the city.
And it's in Bavaria. It's quite a nice one. And the red one is called a Debreziner, and that has most kick to it, if you
want. Let me try that one.
Try that one now.
Mm-hmm. And what are the two sauerkrauts? There's a red and a regular.
It's a red cabbage and a sauerkraut.
Wow.
And the first have a great roasted flavor, too.
So
absolutely
good.
Wonderful, and we are so happy that you came here today, Wolfgang, and... Really, continued success with the Bratwurst King and everything you do with On Wheels. This is yummy.
We stand behind it. I'm not sure after we eat this you want to stand behind us.
Oh, my God.
But it's delicious.
Wow.
Really, really good.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Delicious.
Sauerkraut's on waiting now, Mike.
Boys, I could eat all day, but I got a show to
now
do.
Now back to the show.
All right. Well, I told you that today's show had an international flavor.
Yes.
Man, oh, man, this is good. Continue with the audio vault, and Mr. Speedway.
As I mentioned, the Wait Not, you know, with one of the things with Wait Not, I got to keep buying fresh produce.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I went to Costco yesterday.
Right.
And Sunny, my Costco lady,
oh no,
was really, really keyed up.
She was on her game.
Yeah, no. And I really got it. She was doing Korean noodles and vegetables, I think, Mike.
Okay. Oh, she's wound up. It's a Thursday.
Now she's talking, but wait until she gets on the pitch, Mike.
Hello, how are you? Coming in, everybody, trying. Hello, how are you?
Wow.
Coming in, everybody, trying. Hello, how are you? We're trying for yakisoba. It's a baby girl.
I had a new recording method yesterday. I bought paper towels.
Yeah. What is that, potato salad?
Isn't it great?
And so you have, you know, the big thing of paper towels in your cart.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So the paper towels were on top.
Rob, you notice how we're trying to pay attention to you while you're doing your audio vault?
Mike, do you notice how I'm trying to do the audio vault?
All I'm thinking about is bratwurst and
so I got the paper towels
Frankfurters, Nürnbergers, all the things. Yep.
On the cart and the iPhone laying on top of the paper towels as close to her as I can get. And then I'd park the cart and go stare at pizza for a while.
Nice.
And actually, we did pretty good with the tape.
This is the bread tray from. Thank you. Hello, how are you? Come in, everybody, try.
And once again, this is the Leesburg Costco. She doesn't work weekends, but if you're ever in town.
You're promoting her.
I love
her. You're promoting her to come out and she's doing a stage show.
Appearances, yes.
Yeah, come on.
Yay, come on.
Is this the 11 o'clock show?
Now she's talking a little bit.
Does she work blue later in the day?
Yeah, the dinner show.
Yes, the opening is very hard for me.
You shoving it in her face?
That's why. That's
right behind her head. If she were to back up, she would have hit my shopping cart.
Wow.
She about to give another.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's going to be a good loud one now. You're listening to
Thank
Sunny.
Thank you very much. It's a treat here. Okay.
Now she's clearing this crowd out.
Hello, how are you? Come on in, everybody. Today.
Moving the next one's in.
Oh my God. Hello, Sonny.
Put
Thank
it in the microwave
much.
A few minutes.
That is good, Rob.
Oh,
we
do you
got
want
time
a little
for
one more.
One more. We're running short on time.
I want to play a little of this anyway while we have Wolf and his wife here. Do you remember the German guy who didn't like Daddy Long Legs?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, absolutely. I also have. He doesn't care for the phrase. Shooting fish in a barrel.
Shooting fish in a barrel.
And here's a guy. He's a German gentleman who likes to post on YouTube. He has a problem with that expression.
No, I don't. I wouldn't be no good at.
Except it's not cut nine. Okay. It is cut eight.
Cut eight. Here we go.
Sorry, sauerkraut all over the disc.
No Someone problem. Asked me, "Hey, how are you?" And I say, "Good. I'm trying to write good techno music." And then he say, "Oh, that's probably very easy. Like you're shooting fish in a barrel." What? Why am I shooting some fish in a barrel? Where do I get a barrel? This is 2011 now. Barrels are from, I don't know, 18 something. Or
he's right.
Yeah, he
maybe
right.
If I was living in whiskey distillery place, you know, Jack Daniels, probably many barrels. And a gun. I don't. Why am I having a gun as well to shoot the fish? Are these saltwater fish, freshwater fish, freshwater fish? Why, if I can catch all of these fishes and then put them in a barrel, I already have the fish
right.
before I put in a barrel. I do not need to shoot them. They are already here in my bag,
my big
bag of plastic. They are already, I have them right here. I don't need to make a pouring of the fish into a barrel.
Right.
And then shoot those.
I love this guy.
You know, that does not make sense. That is like, oh, you know, I have some cake, but I do not just eat it. No, no, I have the cake. Then I put the cake in a barrel and I shoot it. And then I eat it.
He made
those are two steps addition that you do not need.
Mike, right. That is your magic audio.
Great philosopher.
Thanks, Rob. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz Burbank and the news right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. We want to say, we don't say this enough, we want to thank our good friends out of KCJJ in beautiful Coralville, Iowa City, and we are so excited to see all of you. We will be giving you all the details next week as we really, really narrow down our itinerary. We're going to let you know where we're going, what we're doing, who we're going to see, what we're going to do, when the shows are going to be on. One of the shows we will be doing is, I believe, from outside of the stadium.
Right? About 3 o'clock on Saturday, we're going to be tailgating. Look for the big black bus that is owned by the Hawkeye Alumni Association.
Very good, and we will have many more details on that. Right. I believe 3 o'clock Iowa time will be the time that we will be taping our podcast, and that's before going into the stadium, where I will have the honor and the privilege of conducting the, I don't know how many strong, Iowa Hawkeye marching band.
780 pieces, Mike.
780 pieces strong, and I will be conducting the Iowa Hawkeye marching band in front of 78,000 people.
And you know what? It's not really an ambivalent crowd like you get at FedEx. This is sort of a focused crowd.
They're going to be paying attention.
Oh, yeah, Redskins games, they've gotten ambivalent.
We are go Hawkeyes. We are so excited about this trip. And we'll be letting you know if you are in the, or know somebody in the Cleveland area, in the Toledo area, if you know somebody at Notre Dame, South Bend, we are coming to you. And Pittsburgh, we're stopping. That's our first stop on the road trip. Right. So we're going to try to narrow this down and let you know where we're going to be. Are we really going to Gary, Indiana?
We're
going
to be near it.
We're going by it. We have to go to Gary. We have to go by it, yes.
All right. And have I mentioned all the towns? I think that's it, right?
That's the main ones you have. Lorraine, Ohio.
All right, let's get Buzz in the news on right now. We are running super late, but that's okay. Yeah. We got the Bratwurst King here.
Right.
All right, here you go. Take it away, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. Adam LaCrosse writes, just used Amazon via the TMOS. I, too, enjoy avoiding toil, Adam writes. Mm-hmm. This also means shopping. Shopping sucks. My daughter, who turned 9 in September, wanted the movie Secretariat and a Magic 8 Ball.
Yay!
Off to Amazon I went, and I remembered I can help you avoid toil by ordering through the Amazon. I did it, a Magic 8 Ball, a Blu-ray, and some iPhone accessories, and bam, all done. First time I felt good about shopping, signed Adam.
That's great.
We're brought to you, the news today, by our Amazon page, at the Mike O'Mara Show page. Amazon has the Garmin GPS that's compatible with the voices of the Mike O'Mara Show.
I wasn't sure if we were brought by Amazon or brought by Adam. I didn't know. It was a good letter either way.
Try to freshen up the spot.
I'm with you, baby.
All right, take it away, Buzz. Jesus, that was a long spot. No, go ahead.
It's okay. At least we're not running late.
Should dwarf tossing be illegal when so many dwarves, like so many other Americans, need jobs? One Republican's jobs plan includes overturning Florida's ban on dwarf tossing. Thank you, Florida Representative Rich Workman, who this week proposed ending the state's 22-year ban on the sport. Workman says he thinks dwarf tossing is stupid, but he says it's none of the state's business.
I am a firm and total supporter of dwarf tossing. I think it's a wonderful sport.
It's so foreign to me. Is it accuracy or distance?
It's both, because what it is you're bowling.
With
human beings. I mean, isn't that the end game with a dwarf toss?
You're bowling with human beings.
Yeah, you're bowling with humans, so it's accuracy and speed. And I mean, if you can get that dwarf going at a better speed, you're probably going to knock down more pins.
Yeah, he might get his fingers dirty.
I mean, I've seen it. I enjoy it.
Well,
what's not to like?
I'd love to participate in it.
The former head of the Little People of America disagrees with this lawmaker.
They're so sensitive.
He says there were so many dwarves injured back in the day when it was legal.
Yeah,
so
he's also very short-tempered.
Yeah.
They were injured?
Yeah.
I thought they wore helmets.
Well, still.
Tiny helmets.
You go throwing people around, somebody's
going to
get hurt.
The helmets they wear, you buy for a quarter in the vending machine.
You know what?
At the grocery store.
I don't want to be difficult here. Uh-huh. But I'd like to see the evidence.
You like to see the paperwork.
I'd like to see the paperwork on those injuries.
We'll get through that.
Well, we'll put it on our short list.
I think.
Oh, stop it!
Behave
those
yourself.
Are real people.
Yeah,
you can't just go throwing real people around.
Unless it's really, really entertaining.
No.
What if there's money in it, Oscar? Do a podcast.
Yeah. Work for the Three Stooges.
Hey, a Little People podcast.
Wow. Watch for it for more broadcasting.
Wow.
The Occupy America movement picked up more protesters yesterday as it was joined by those who oppose the money we've been spending on our never-ending wars, such
Excuse
as the
me,
one
Buzz,
in Afghanistan.
Buzz, I don't want to interrupt, but this is to the Bratwurst King. I can't do it any longer. Could we have a dessert?
Oh,
could we have?
Oh,
my what God. Do we have?
Kim is serving us the now bratwurst king. I see there's
that's
something.
Obviously apple strudel.
Is that your apple strudel?
Oh,
yes, sir. It is.
Oh my
I'm
God!
I'm so in on
I'm
the
so,
strudel.
I'm so sorry about
and,
the news buzz.
And it's chocolate, triple layer.
Mike did it.
I'd rather have strudel.
Hold on, everybody was talking. Listen to the bratwurst king talk. What
Sachertorte is named after a hotel in Vienna, and it's quite famous all around the world. It's also shipped all around the world.
God.
Oh, that! Look at that. That's one.
It's cartoon size strudel. Yeah.
Now, Mike, remember for White Knot, you can only eat 130 grams of that.
Anybody else? Anybody else?
Yes,
this
I
must
of
get
course.
To, can you hand this?
Save, just save me one. I'll get back to it.
I don't know if the Bratwurst King is going to approve of this endorsement.
Yes.
What?
This strudel mm-hmm. is sex.
Wow.
Thank you.
I would approve of that.
Wow.
Yeah, just save me a strudel. That's all I ask.
Don't worry.
God, how many times has Buzz said that?
And I grabbed a strudel.
This brings us now.
How's that?
Jesus Christ.
That is good, isn't it? We were, I'm very proud of this because I took a little ribbon yesterday, but we were actually ahead of the curve yesterday when we reported on the federal government's new and surprising crackdown on California's legal medical marijuana dispensaries. As reported this morning by CBS News, Obama's Justice Department, which originally said it would stop prosecuting those who use the drug legally, has reversed its position without explanation.
Buzz, do you know on Survivor there is a medical dispenser guy?
I did not know that.
He's one of the snarkiest guys, too.
I'm sorry
he doesn't look like he would be running a medical marijuana dispensary. He looks more like he'd be a used car salesman.
Yeah, and
that's
I saw
unfortunate.
Last night he threw a dwarf 82 yards.
that's just wrong.
Into the sea.
U.S. attorneys are now warning. U.S. attorneys are now warning landlords that the feds may seize the property leased to those legal dispensaries. They're going after dispensaries in San Diego, San Francisco, and legendary Marin County. Landowners who lease to growers are also facing this threat. The crackdown begins 6 weeks from yesterday. The turnabout comes just after a White House website was flooded with petitions to decriminalize marijuana.
Jesus, God, why are you doing this to me?
Is that schnapps? Oh, bratwurst king.
A paddle of schnapps.
Oh, my God.
It looks so fun.
Oh, God, this is going to hurt
me. I like the paddle.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. This is
I have to go to work after this.
Oh, that's strudel. The strudel smells great.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, as I enjoy some schnapps, thank you, King. Appreciate that.
Yeah, have some schnapps, Pop.
There you go, Mike.
Oh, I didn't even do the right toast. I drank it too quick.
Toast.
Pretend.
Oh, Mike, you've turned cherry red.
That is a real German schnapps, correct?
Austrian, actually. But here is the instructions how to do this.
Yes.
A real good schnapps, you don't gulp.
You sip.
That was unfortunate timing.
You let it go down slow, and it come up nice.
That's a good. That was. I wish I'd taken that advice.
I can't. Anyway.
Well, didn't even wait. That's what you get for being greedy.
All right, ready? On the count of three.
I can't runs. Not.
All right. RJ, Buzz,
salute.
And one.
And
you say pros,
one
right?
More. One of my.
Two, three. I'll take a little sip.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, what could possibly go wrong?
Prost.
Yes. Cheers.
Oh, that's yummy.
That's fantastic.
I made a mistake when I went to Wolfgang, when I went to Germany for the very first time. I think it was maybe Austria.
Nice,
that I was in Austria. And we went to a local home there, and the gentleman that was there offered me schnapps. Mm-hmm. And I was used to peppermint, peach, all that. And I said, schnapps. And I slammed it. And I my God, I thought my lungs were going to come out of my chest.
That's right.
It was that.
Leaves you a nice warm feeling, doesn't
yes, it? Does.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Okay, Buzz, proceed with the news.
I will do that.
So far, the clock management doesn't matter as much.
Anyway, this crackdown, it's going to hurt the already hurting California budget, which last year collected over $100 million in sales tax from legal marijuana dispensaries.
Wow.
The hottest Halloween costume this year was going to be the Charlie. Modeled after actor Charlie Sheen.
not mine.
No, not you, Charlie.
Not
Charlie
mine.
Sheen.
Oh, now I feel stupid because, Charlie, you know what I bought?
What?
Overalls, striped shirt.
That's right.
And pizza.
And you have to shave your head.
That's right.
Hey, did you like the off-track betting?
I did. It was fantastic.
Did you win anything?
Nope.
How much did you lose?
$150,000.
That's sad, right?
It was great.
Yeah. How old are you now?
I'm 103.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Younger than Buzz.
That's right.
Charlie, you're 71.
I'm 71. Am I really?
You'll be 71 in December.
That's funny. That's another show.
We can take some joy in this story because manufacturers have spent a lot of time printing up masks that look like Charlie Sheen because they thought that was going to be the hot thing. But the death of Steve Jobs has caused a boom in the sales of black turtleneck sweaters.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Expect, that is, all right, expect tasteless. Steve to appear at your door in zombie form later this month.
Oh, that's not cool.
Weird. But, weird, nerdy, zombies, just odd.
Zombies are hot. Steve might be honored. He might be amused.
You know, it's so funny when, you know, and
he'd be amused if he was selling the shirts.
Anybody that heard us talk about Steve Jobs yesterday knows we have tremendous, infinite respect for the man.
Of course.
We are so influenced by the magic box. Mm-hmm. We are so influenced by the TV.
Right,
and this
right.
just comes out, oh, this I got to get on this. This has got to be my trend and stuff like that. You know, let the man rest in peace.
And, you know, I feel like I've missed it by that much once again. I never am quite hip. I'm dressing up as Steve Wozniak.
Now, that's a funnier costume.
That would be hilarious.
That is a funnier costume.
This 23rd year may be the last one for The Simpsons, even if there wasn't a contract dispute with the actors who've been asked to take a 45% pay cut. Fox now says it was only going to do one more year of the show anyway.
Fox has nothing to gain from it because, you know, they're already trying to launch an entire Simpsons channel that will be on your cable or on your satellite.
Easily.
Simpsons 24 hours a day. I think they're in their 25th season.
23rd.
23rd season. Yeah. The amount it costs to produce it. And that they can go back to the mine with 23 seasons.
Yeah.
They have nothing to gain from making new episodes.
Yep, you're right.
They
could
do what,
right.
what newspapers do with peanuts and just keep running the old ones.
And I think what will happen is we're going to start seeing Simpsons movies.
You think so?
I do. And, you know, once in a while, because as far as a motion picture goes, animation is cheaper than filming a motion picture, but more expensive than doing a TV show.
You've been there the whole ride, haven't you?
I came on season three, because I was in college.
You still watch it, right?
Appointment television for me and the kids.
I see. Every
Sunday night, we're there.
I probably left it 10 years ago.
You know what? It's still, with the exception of maybe Modern Family, still the funniest show on network TV.
It is inconsistent. They have a week from time to time, but they still crank out funny shows from now and again.
Very good.
Simpsons voice guy Hank Azaria has lost another live-action TV show.
What a loser.
NBC has just canceled Free Agents.
Yeah. I didn't even see it.
It wasn't that great.
Hank Williams Jr. and Monday Night Football have made their separation permanent after he this week compared Obama to Hitler.
Hey, do you have any other stories about guys named Hank?
No, I don't.
Oh, darn it.
Finally, the economy's gotten so bad.
How bad is it?
That in North Beaver, Pennsylvania, thieves have stolen a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
An entire bridge.
Okay.
Fortunately, it was a bridge to nowhere. It was a bridge nobody uses anymore. But because it was made from tons of corrugated steel, it was worth over $100,000 as scrap metal. Investigators say the thieves used torches to take the 50-foot bridge apart, piece by piece, at the scene in a secluded wooded area.
How did we not think of this?
But let's be honest. If it's not used, and it's that much, and they're using blow torches, I'm going to assume this is a pretty significant salvage project.
Yes, yeah.
So I know they're thieves, but they certainly aren't lazy.
They worked for it. They earned it.
Exactly.
Hey buddy, want to buy a bridge? I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Hey, Wolfgang and Kim, we want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.
Wonderful
Delicious food.
Really, we
amazing.
Hope you enjoyed your stay. I would not be able to fit into those lederhosen, I will tell you that right now. We are talking about the Bratwurst King. If you missed Oktoberfest, don't worry. The Bratwurst King celebrates Oktoberfest year-round. I will tell you, I am kind of a strudel connoisseur. The Bratwurst King has the best strudel I have ever tasted in my life.
I'm on it.
It is my kind of strudel. It has the apples and lots of them. Mm-hmm. That's what I love. From Bratwurst to Spätzle, Wiener Schnitzel, Apple Strudel, authentic old world food, and it's on wheels. The Bratwurst King Foodmobile is available for catering and special events. In fact, it's right outside our house right now.
Isn't that cool?
We're very excited to have it here. And they can do 100 people. They can do 1,000 people. They'll take good care of you. Follow them on Twitter and Facebook. And like every other advertiser on this show, support the Bratwurst King.
Yeah.
Have them at your next party. To find out when the Bratwurst King will be near you, visit their website at bratwurstking.com or click their ad on our website. Wolfgang, Kim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For the rest of you guys, S-A-D, and we'll see you with another show on Monday, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye, Cappy.
Strudel.
Because you're a sweet and lovely girl, it's true. I love you more than ever, girl, I do. I want
I want you at the moment I feel blue. I'm living every moment, girl, for you.
Cause you're sweet.